Oh, wait a minute, Metalarge came down. I didn't see him come in. I thought you were on vacation or something.
That was a fast 6 weeks.
Yeah, you're off 6 weeks. You're starting the day, but I guess not. Step right on down, Mr. Metalarge.
Good morning, Mr. President. Good morning, Council.
Good morning, sir.
The only thing I can say, I was doing the county's business.
There you go. That's all you got to say.
So.
I knew you came here, Hans, because I still see things light up when you came in.
That's it.
It's from your glow. We just saw it light.
Wow.
Thank you, Councilman Wilson. We have two items on the agenda. One of them I sort of alluded to last week, and that was the Delaware Center of the Inland Bays Corporation. That is the second parcel. This parcel is the first one. I give you a little summary of the first one we had was the Angola one. The steps on the Angola, what we've done and it's completed and what we are doing. The second one is the Omar one. There's two pieces of land the county actually purchased while I was here over the last 4 years, and these are what we call buffer properties. They're comprised of about 20 acres on Burbage Road. I have a power line easement running through it, and thank you, Mr. Councilman Hudson, for sending me the information. So it's an ideal property because it's also bounded by tax ditches on two sides. So it's in the Assawoman drainage basin, and this one is even better. It is a three-way. The center has teamed up with the district, the Sussex Conservation District, of doing all the work, creating two wetland areas, creating a number of mounds so different tree species can be planted, and then creating a planting plan for the wetlands, and then on year two in this multi-year project, plant the plantings. So. We, in the 2020 budget, Ms. Jennings and I have monies for improvements to our landfill properties and our purchases. This is well covered in the budget for 2020, and since it's a two-year project, we can actually even defer the second year into the 2021 budget if you so choose next year. But the so the project is also worthwhile because it will generate future credits in the water enhancement project the county is pursuing with regards to stormwater. So it has several great times. Plus, we stayed under our pain threshold. Ms. Jennings and I worked hard to get it below the number we believe we need in order to make the credit versus the cost work out.
You have a motion?
We do have a motion on this one, yes. Be moved based upon the recommendation of the Sussex County Engineering Department that the Sussex County Council approves the afforestation and wetland creation at Burbage Road proposal between Sussex County and the Delaware Center of the Inland Bays to reestablish a wetland forest at the Omar Landfill property, providing various measures of environmental protection in the amount not to exceed $211,151.
Thank you, Council.
Move for adoption.
Motion, Mr. Burton.
Second.
Second, Mr. Wilson. Questions on the motion? Mr. Burton.
So this is, you're reforesting this site?
Yes, it's an agricultural site. It's been farmed forever. But it's poorly drained soil, so it's actually ideal to create it's a three-way. It's not just an afforestation project. It's an afforestation on the upper lands and with the hills we create or mounds. And it's also excavation wetland creation project, so we get not only afforestation stormwater credit, but it also provides wetlands credits under the federal 404 program.
So the idea is to make it net neutral and pick up the land with the reforestation.
Mm-hmm.
I understand.
More questions? Take the vote, Mr. Hudson.
Yes.
Mr. Riley.
Yes.
Mr. Wilson.
Yes.
Mr. Burton.
Yes.
I would get motion carried. Next, sir.
Thank you, Mr. President. So next one's good news. We come before you with no change orders and a closeout.
Wow.
Remember, this was a little bit of a tricky project because these rigs, as they appear, these are the oldest rigs at Inland Bays. They date back to the original construction. So they were well beyond the life of the life expectancy. They were bid out. And you awarded to the lowest bidder, as I stated, and The rigs were put up, there were no additional work items needed, and all the parts we had, including the parts which were available for the one we had authorized as a repair, did work out, and we actually had some sections left over. So we have, I feel, three more irrigation rigs which are ready to provide for 20-year service. So we have a closeout request which would also release the retainage.
Motion.
Be moved based upon the recommendation of the County Engineering Department that substantial completion for Project 19-21 Inland Bays Regional Wastewater Facility Irrigation Rigs Replacement be granted effective June 7, 2019, and any held retainage be released in accordance with the contract documents.
Pleasure, Council.
Move for adoption.
Motion, Mr. Burton.
Second.
Second, Mr. Wilson. Any questions? Take the vote, Mr. Hudson.
Yes.
Mr. Riley.
Yes.
Mr. Wilson.
Yes.
Mr. Burton.
Yes.
I guess we should carry. Thank you, sir. Council member comments. Council member comments. Any comments? Any comments? Entertain a motion to go into executive session for potential pen litigation and land acquisition.
So moved.
Motion, Mr. Hudson.
Second.
Second, Mr. Wilson. Any questions? We'll take the vote. Mr. Hudson?
Yes.
Mr. Riley?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
Mr. Burton?
Yes.
I believe that motion carried. We're now in executive session downstairs for those two items.